A popular plus-sized blogger with a significant social media following has created a new body-positive movement in Pittsburgh. 90.5 WESA's Allegra Battle has more.
This girl is like capturing whatever it is perfectly. That's how I know I don't know.
It's a picture-perfect Sunday afternoon at the Dormont Pool, where over 30 women have gathered for Yin's BOPO meetup. BOPO is short for body positive.
I remember being a kid and going swimming with a big giant t-shirt on and feeling like, oh God, people are going to make fun of me and not enjoying it.
That's Tiffany Simoneau, a member of the group.
So I think body positivity is about enjoying life.
The group is the brainchild of Jamie Hamilton, a Pittsburgh-based artist and body positive advocate. Hamilton says she started the meetups to create a safe space where people of all shapes and sizes could feel empowered.
Other cities were having body positive fashion show, body positive swim parties. And I couldn't find anything in Pittsburgh, and I couldn't afford to fly out to everything. And I was just like, you know, I can't be the only one who wants this.
The body positive movement preaches acceptance of plus size, fat, queer, disabled, and trans bodies. Hamilton says she came into what she calls the fat positive movement while in high school. But it wasn't until a recent illness kept her bedridden for 2 years that she had a revelation.
And I started thinking about how I was intellectually body positive, but I actually wasn't so kind to myself. And I thought about all the ways I limited myself. You know, I was like, I'm going to put myself out there. I don't care what people say. I'm just going to do it because I don't want other people to find out too late that they missed out on life.
Over the past decade, the body positive movement has gained momentum. Many popular brands and media outlets have developed marketing plans to include plus-size models and spokespeople. But Yin's BOPO member Yesenia Guadalupe says being fat is still something that's not widely accepted.
A lot of people don't identify as fat. They still have a struggle with that word, but I make a point of using it so that people can hear it in a different context where it's not ugly, where I'm saying, all right, yeah, I am fat. It's a descriptor. It's not the only part of me. It doesn't make me less than.
Yin's BOPO founder, Hamilton, says the meetups are meant to be informal and fun, where participants like Taylor Pinkston can feel free to be themselves. Pinkston says she enjoys being around others she can identify with.
Getting to know one another and our stories and sharing our struggles and, you know, having that support to lean back on, it's just essential in order to be able to progress and just feel good about yourself. You need others.
Guadalupe, a Miami native, agrees and says the outdoor pool meetups have helped her to connect on a personal level in her own body positive journey.
It was a challenge for me to come the first time too and be in a public space in a different city, you know, and really take ownership of my body and the way that it looked in a swimsuit.
So far, Yin's BOPO has had 4 meetups in the Pittsburgh area. Hamilton is planning for the fall and will expand the events.
So I want there to be dance parties, fashion shows. Ideally, I just want it to be a large movement. I want this to even fracture off into more groups. Like, I don't want to just be in charge of it. I want people to have their own voices to say, like, what they want and create their realities and their dreams.
With over 46,000 followers on Instagram, Hamilton is getting the word out about the body positive movement. As for critics who say the movement normalizes unhealthy behaviors and promotes being overweight, Hamilton says all bodies are worthy of celebration. I'm Allegra Battle, 90.5 WESA News.